In New York, Ying Chen Li is called the Chinese Cupid of Queens. In the 22 years she's been a professional matchmaker, she's been responsible for nearly a marriage a week. Dina Temple Raston traveled to Queens to meet this grand dame of immigrant matchmaking in hopes of discovering her secret.
Madam Li's matchmaking service on 40th Road in Queens is announced by a simple heart-shaped sign. It hangs from the second floor of a nondescript office building in Flushing, squeezed between noodle shops and Chinese diners, where golden brown pressed ducks hang behind greasy windows. To hear Madam Li tell it, these loud Chinese restaurants are an integral part of her success. She brings the lonely hearts of Chinatown's immigrant community together in these busy establishments. She says the food and the noise help break the ice. It makes it easier to talk. While this would hardly seem like a romantic getaway, you can't argue with Madam Li's success. This isn't a dating service. For $300, she'll keep setting up a client with prospective mates until they find the very person they want to marry. Over the past 20 years, she's arranged 1,000 marriages. Ying Chen Li, or Madam Li as everyone calls her, emigrated to the United States from Taiwan 20 years ago. Even so, her English is virtually non-existent. Her friend Charles Hu interprets.
The people come to her, and then if she saw they are match, so she's going to, sometimes she's going with them for like a first date, with dinner or whatever, or lunch, but sometimes. That's why she gets so successful.
Madam Li's clients say it's more than that. She's so good because she meddles. She does what you hated your mother to do when you were dating. She makes less than diplomatic suggestions on everything from clothing to hygiene to suggesting conversational topics. And, according to Danny Xia, a 58-year-old jeweler from Singapore, she is relentless.
After 2 or 3 years, I almost give up. It's hard for me to look for the Thai woman I needed. She called me 3 times. I said, I'm busy, I have no time. And she said, you got to come. She's a very nice lady, the type you wanted. And it's okay, let me try.
Danny Xia is glad he did. Madam Li took he and his date out to dinner, and then 2 months ago, Danny Xia and a manicurist from Northeast China, Cindy Shen, were married. If having Madam Li tag along on a date doesn't work, there's always the dance party. Once a month, just to make sure her clients mix, Madam Li rents a karaoke club. This is when the pint-sized Madam Li, in her pixie haircut and sequined purple jacket, is in her element. She moves from table to table, tugging shy Chinese girls by the hand, introducing them to men in fresh brush-cut haircuts. News of Madam Li's matchmaking prowess has been making headlines. And although Madam Li doesn't speak English, she's attracting a new kind of client. For the first time ever, she has 2 white men looking for Asian wives. The 2 men, slightly doughy guys in their 50s, who said they were university professors from Connecticut, spent most of the night by themselves. Madam Li said she'll keep trying. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston in New York.